Hello. This audio recording will be a meditation for chakra and energy clearing. It's made in conjunction with the Angels Touch Therapy class that I'm doing. So if you found your way to this meditation and you're not familiar with that, go to angelstouchtherapy.com and there will be some information. It's also part of the audio that will be offered on my radio show archives, and that show is Awakening to Miracles with Sherry Lane. So I'm glad you're here, and I hope that you'll join in this meditation, whether you're part of the class or not, and lift your energy, clear and balance your chakra so that you can be the brightest self possible. Those that are in the class, the purpose is to prepare us to be vessels of divine light and energy, healing light, to become the human angels that bring healing through our bodies as vessels to flow out to others. Whether you're in the class or not, you can use it in the same way or whatever way you choose. I've selected some background audio or sound, and I selected ocean sounds because for me that's very soothing and calming and connects me to the earth in a beautiful way. The ocean is such a part of who we are and who the earth is. It's also very connected to the moon, with its tides, its soothing waves, being part of the moon and the moon's pull. It's very cleansing, the ocean and the salt. So imagine yourself near the ocean and part of the ocean, part of the earth. The first thing I want to do before we begin working through our chakras is say a prayer. A prayer is our intention, but a prayer is much more than words. In fact, the words have less to do about the prayer we send up than the feelings do. So as I say these words and you listen, or you say them along with me, think about the feeling. Feel the words. Because God hears in feeling. Angels hear in feeling. And so today we're going to ask that we be made vessels of healing light. And we're going to ask that angels guide us, because they are messengers. That's what the name angel means. They're messengers. So we're going to invite them to be our messengers in a bigger way, and to teach us about their healing, so that we might join them as earth angels and bring that angelic light to the world, to ourselves to heal and to others. So as I say these words, feel them deep within your soul. Feel them in your heart, down in your cells. And declare today that you're ready to be that vessel of divine light. Know that you were meant to be. Join me in this prayer. Join me in your heart. God, I come to you today to step forward to be a vessel of your divine light. I realize my goodness and that that's what I came here to do. It's part of my purpose, and I see that now. I'm ready. Help me let go of the things that might get in my way. Help me not let this be governed by ego and fear or pride or arrogance, but about just being love, light, joy, abundance. I ask that you send angels to help guide me as I listen and remember who I am. I am ready now to be the light. Amen. Now, I'd like for you to take some deep breaths in. Breathe in. And imagine the ocean's air cleansing your spirit. Deep breath in. And then exhale. And imagine your shadows, your fears, your doubts being breathed out of your body and your spirit. Take another deep breath in and exhale your fears. We're now asking angels to help us in that way as we exhale. So allow yourself a few more deep breaths in and exhaling, letting go as you exhale. It's a moment that you let go and let God. Get yourself comfortable wherever you've chosen to do this meditation. Take this time that if the space doesn't feel right, that you make those shifts to get comfortable. And in a place where you feel safe to just be. I'm going to walk you through the traditional chakras of your mind, body, spirit, because the chakras help connect all of that. Chakras are basically our energy centers. So if the word chakra doesn't feel familiar to you, or it doesn't fit your way of thinking, just think of it as energy centers. The word for chakra means disc. And think of these energy centers as discs that spin. Imagine a disc on top of a, let's say, just a pen or pencil, and that disc that can just spin and spin and spin forever, perpetual motion. And then imagine that that disc gets off balance and it's wobbly. It takes a lot more energy to spin it and it's not effective. Just like a tire on a car, if it's out of balance and it's not connected to the axle right, then it's not going to roll smoothly. So what we want to do today is set our intentions and feel our chakras coming into perfect balance. Because when they're in perfect balance, we're in perfect balance. And we'll walk through each chakra, and I'll give you a brief little summary of what each one can represent and how it applies. And I just want you to do your best to visualize this spinning disc as we walk through and offer up your declarations for each one being whole and energized. We'll start with the root chakra. Its color is red. Just as the name root sounds, it's what connects us to the earth. Think of the roots of a tree or bush. That connection to earth is where the tree gets everything it needs, its nourishment. That connection to heaven and earth combined gives it the rain, the soil, the nutrients. And that's what we're doing today. We're connecting our roots with the divine so that they're all ready to receive exactly what they need to grow and be strong and bright. So the root chakra is in the base of the spine, downward through the legs and the feet. Think of your toes. You're standing on the ground, and your toes extend down into the ground like roots. You can soak up the water from the rain through these roots. You can soak up the nutrients from the soil. From an emotional standpoint, the root chakra, if it's not balanced, can make us feel ungrounded, scared, have low self-esteem, feel anxious about our survival, feel insecure, especially in a monetary way. We can get possessive because we think there might be lack. We can feel alienated from others. Sometimes that's where we hold rage, which is why we fight about who has what. Because we've forgotten that God means abundance. So as you think of your root chakra, imagine it spinning. If it's out of balance, you may actually right now feel it wobbly. You may feel something not quite right. But that's okay. Your awareness of it can lead you to being able to balance it and to understand. So our intention with the root chakra is to get it in balance so that we remember that our needs will always be met, even though the world tells us otherwise. So I'd like for you to repeat, either in your mind, or if you'd like to say it aloud. We're going to do I am affirmations. And for the root chakra, think of your red root chakra spinning and say, I am perfect abundance. All my needs are met now and forever. And feel that chakra spinning perfectly, beautifully, brightly. A glowing red disc in perfect balance. And let it spin. Some of the physical things that can relate to the root chakra being out of balance. You may not sleep well from anxiety, have lower back pain or sciatica. You may have problems with colon and intestines. Sometimes it relates to immune disorders or eating disorders, obesity. Why? Because when we feel lack, we feel that we need to get and take what we can now because there's not an abundant supply. So as it relates to food, it can be an obsession with consuming that food because there might not be food later. So as you breathe in and out calmly, release your fears. See your chakra being cleansed and in perfect balance. And let it spin in its glory. Moving up from the root chakra, we have the sacral chakra. And as it relates to your body and position in your body, think of your reproductive organs, your lower abdomen. Its color is orange, like a beautiful sunset. So see it glowing in that vivid orange. Again, if this area, if this energy center is off balance, you may actually feel it wobbling. As you visualize it spinning, let that be an indication to you that it needs to get in balance. The sacral chakra represents our creativity, our pleasure, desires, our procreation, which on a spiritual level has to do with our co-creation, creating with God. So it's important to have that aligned. It deals with personal relationships. Sometimes if we've had trauma related to sexual abuse, it will show up in our sacral chakra like a shadow. So if you feel anything in this area, let it go and see your chakra restored. See that energy center, that spinning disc restored to its perfection. Some of the emotional impact or behavior when this chakra is imbalanced can be guilt, shyness, shame, blame. Can relate to control, lack of creativity. Physical implications can be lower back pain, just also like the root chakra, because they're so closely related and they overlap each other. Sciatica problems, urinary tract problems, For females, it may be menstrual problems, hormonal imbalances for male or female. Sometimes you're susceptible to viruses and infections in a greater way. Tired, because your creative self is squelched. Your procreative, co-creative self is shadowed. When it's balanced, you'll feel more compassionate, intuitive, satisfied. You'll have this sense of belonging. So I'd like for you to say with me, I am co-creator with God. I allow my passion to create my perfect setting. Feel that chakra spinning strong and bright. Next, we'll move up to the solar plexus. Think of that right around or right below your diaphragm. It's that gut area, like when you get really scared or you feel it. The solar plexus, as the name implies, is our sun. It's bright yellow. It's our center. It's where we hold our fear or our power, depending on which is winning out. It's why when we are scared, we get that feeling right there in our gut. On an emotional level, when the solar plexus is out of balance or has holes in it, we lack self-esteem, may be depressed, timid, our self-image is very poor, or we fear being rejected, have a hard time making decisions. We become more judgmental because we're trying to transfer our own fears of inadequacy outwardly. We project that on others, so we become more judgmental. We can hold anger or rage here too, or being hostile, because again, we're trying to project those fears outside of us onto someone or something else. On a physical level, some of the areas of the body that an out-of-balance solar plexus can bring can be stomach issues, ulcers, intestinal problems, anorexia or bulimia, because those are both about our self-esteem or how we feel that we fit in an outward way. Diabetes and the pancreas can be affected. Adrenal imbalance. When the solar plexus is balanced and spinning in its own true strength, we feel more confident, we're decisive, we can calmly make big decisions more easily and feel confident about them. We feel more intelligent. We become more productive. Our physical digestion can improve, but also the way that we digest things from a spiritual level. We take things in and we're less judgmental. We digest, that makes us tolerant because we feel confident in ourselves. So I'd like for you to say with me and believe it and feel your solar plexus spinning perfectly. I am power and confidence. I get my strength from God, like the earth gets strength from the sun. And feel your solar plexus burning brightly and spinning with perpetual energy. Feel your own energy lift. Feel your own fears dissolve and melt away in the brightness of the sun. Let yourself soak up this feeling of strength. Because it helps strengthen every aspect of your being. The next energy center, the next chakra, is the heart chakra. And just like this name implies, it's around our heart area, but in the center. In the center, aligned with the other chakras. The color is green, or sometimes maybe pink, sometimes a combination of the two. If the heart chakra is out of balance, we may feel incomplete, lack wholeness, unable to feel love or compassion. We may feel despair, envy, jealous. On a physical level, the areas of the body that can be impacted by an out of balance heart chakra would be the upper back, the shoulders. Sometimes it can relate to asthma, obviously to heart conditions. Sometimes we can't breathe fully when our heart chakra is not fully opened and spinning in a strong, energized way. Lung diseases can relate to this. When the heart chakra is balanced, we feel complete and whole. We feel great compassion and empathy. We feel optimistic and motivated. We feel outgoing and filled with love. We have a desire to nurture ourselves and others in a strong way that doesn't get depleted. So if you feel your heart chakra area wobbly, feel it come into perfect balance. Feel that now and say with me, I am love and compassion. I carry God's unconditional love in me, for me and for others. Next, we'll move up to the throat chakra. Just as the name implies, it would be around the throat area, but also the mouth. When the throat chakra is not functioning well or not spinning properly, it can affect our communication, our speech, our ability to trust, our own creative expression. We can have fear about expressing our true feelings or our true selves. It can affect our ability to communicate and be organized in our communication. The body parts that can be affected by the throat chakra being out of balance be the mouth, the throat, anything about our vocal system, the jaw, neck, shoulders, the lymph nodes. We may have problems in those areas, infections, tonsillitis, sore throats, TMJ. When it's balanced, we feel free to express and communicate our wishes and our desires in a loving way. We feel free to be who we really are without worry, without fear of backlash. We can be and express our true spiritual selves without worry. For many earth angels that feel this need to express and share, this area can be problematic. So it's important that we keep it clear so that we can be messengers. Angels are messengers. That's what the name means. So it's important that our throat chakras feel cleansed and balanced and strong. The color of the throat chakra is blue. So imagine your bright, beautiful blue energy center, this disc of perpetual energy spinning perfectly. If yours feels wobbly, or even if during this you feel the need to clear your throat, or like something stuck there, it can mean imbalance. So imagine any wobbliness disappearing and your beautiful blue disc is spinning perfectly right around your throat area. Let it go. And I'd like for you to say with me in your head, or if you would like to say it aloud, I am safe in expressing my divine self. I speak in divine truth with love and compassion. Feel any blockages in your throat lift and disappear. Next, we'll move up to what's called the third eye chakra. Sometimes it's called the brow chakra. And it is between your physical eyes and up in the middle of the forehead. It's where we see from a more divine perspective, from a higher place. Our physical eyes give us physical sight of the world around us in its physical form. Our third eye is our visual sight, intuition. It's often related to that intuition and our extrasensory abilities. When it's imbalanced or out of balance, the emotional issues that can arise is that we're more judgmental. We're confused. We fear the truth. We don't want to see it. It's that area of denial. We don't want to see the truth because it's so backward from what the world tells us. And for whatever reason, that's scary to us because it's different. So sometimes when third eye is out of balance, or when the third eye is growing and opening up, but we still are in this world and we have fears about it, then we have trouble concentrating because we're fighting it. The physical problems that can arise from it are headaches, eye strain, learning disabilities, nightmares, deafness, blindness, spinal problems. So all of those things might be related to a third eye that's trying to open up, trying to see what is real, although that's very backwards from what the world tells us is real. So it becomes a struggle, what we're afraid to see. When the third eye is balanced, we have a great ability to think the reality that we wish to create into existence. We can bring it into existence by seeing it, envisioning it. That's why visualization exercises can be important, because then we're actually relying on our third eye and believing in it, showing faith in its power and ability to show us the way. We get greater imagination, intuition, greater concentration, and ability to focus on what is real when we allow the third eye to open up. The third eye's color is indigo. Deep, deep, deep indigo. So see your third eye energy center, that disc, spinning perfectly. If it feels wobbly to you as you feel and visualize it, realize that it may connect to your fears about intuition, instincts, and what is really real. Your fears about bringing that into this existence. So let it go. Let go of those fears and let God lead the way. Let God's angels show you and strengthen your third eye. See it spinning strong and bright. Know that angels are your messengers and they will not lead you anywhere but on your divine path. Trust and let your third eye be open. And say with me now, I am perfect divine vision. I see through the eyes of God and angels. And so it is. Next, we move up to the crown chakra. It can be associated with the color violet or the color or the white light, perfect divine light. It's at the crown of your head, the top of your head. It also deals with our intuition. It's our connection to spirit, to spirituality, to heaven. When it's out of balance, we may lack a purpose. We can't identify with others or we're confused about our own identity. We can lack inspiration. And we can even become more material because we're denying the divine. We're blocking it out. The physical ways that it can, an imbalanced crown chakra can show itself is sensitivity to light and sound, chronic exhaustion, sometimes when this crown chakra is opening up, we have that sensitivity. So if we're aware that we've been asking for this opening, we just need to be calm about it and realize that maybe the sensitivity is about this new opening and we have to adjust to that light coming through us or sounds. When we're fighting it, it will feel wobbly and like it's a battle. But when we're just opening to something new, although it may be a little uneasy, we'll hold that knowing that this is all divine. And it's okay. This is where our intuition, just like the third eye, opens us up to seeing in an intuitive way and visions. The crown chakra is where that all-knowing is and where it comes through us. I always see and feel it as white light pouring down through the top of my head and into my body. And when I'm doing energy healing work, I feel it flowing through my whole body, all my cells, and then outward through my arms and through my hands. And so if I use my hands to touch another or to hover over another, it's with that divine white light flowing through. I'm just a vessel. So imagine your crown chakra. If it feels wobbly, ask to let go any fears or shadows that are there. And imagine it now spinning perfectly. This bright light. Violet or white or a combination, spinning perfectly with so much energy. and say with me, I am wisdom and light. Divine energy flows through me. And now I want you to visualize a giant waterfall of divine light, white light that's so brilliant and sparkly that you can't even find words to describe it. And I want you to feel heaven and angels all around, and this continuous flow of bright white light is pouring through your crown chakra, all the way down through your entire body, out through your limbs and into every cell. And it's cleansing every cell, and it's lifting all the fears and doubts and shadows. It's healing your body. It's healing your mind, and it's restoring your spirit as you become this earth angel that's a vessel of love and light. It's preparing you to be that vessel for others. So accept it now for yourself. I am a vessel of divine light. God, use me now to be that light wherever it is needed. Angels, help me stay strong. I'm exercising my free will now to be that vessel of light. And I'm asking you for help. I will listen and I will follow. Please show me the way. Feel divine light pouring through you. Feel it, be it. Feel your entire body lighten and brighten and glow. And now, as you're connected in a greater way with your spiritual self and your divine self, we'll come back into the body self, your physical self. So I want you to feel your fingers. As you begin to come out of meditation and connect with your body, rub your thumb across your fingertips and feel them. Feel that physical body. Continue to feel the light, but balance it with the feeling of the physical body. Wiggle your toes. Know that they're there. Wiggle your ankles. Circle your ankles. Move your legs. Move your arms, roll your shoulders. Feel your divine self connect with your body self. If you're like me, you'll feel much lighter right now. When I'm connected in that way, I get a feeling. When I'm walking, I feel like I'm about 3 inches taller than what my body actually is. Lighter and brighter. And I can actually feel my energy going outward in a light way, like a light shining. And I hope you can feel that too. That in itself is part of being the healer. Just letting that light, more than anything else, more than any certain kind of form, it's just clearing your own energy and becoming the light. You don't have to say anything or do anything in particular, although sometimes you may wish to and you may feel compelled to or drawn to or guided to, but just being that light is the most important thing we can do. So as you are integrating back into your physical self, carry that light with you for the rest of the day and as much as you can. Come back to this meditation if it helped you, and let yourself be that light brighter and brighter over and over again. I hope you've enjoyed this recording and this meditation. And again, it's part of an Angels Touch Healing group and class that I'm doing online. Go to Angels Touch Therapy if you're interested in that. But it's also just a great way, whether you're taking part in a class formally or you just want to be the light, it's a great way to cleanse and brighten that light that you're putting out. And we all are putting out energy. It's a matter of what kind of energy are we putting out. Is it going to be heavy and cause others to feel burdened, or is it going to be light that might lift others up? There's no end to the miracles that we can bring if we carry that light. I do believe that. So be the light as much as you can, and take the time to do meditation, or you may call it prayer, contemplative prayer. Take the time to connect, and you'll become the earth angel that you're meant to be. Thank you so much for listening. And please join me on Facebook at Seeing Miracles Every Day fan page. Thank you. God bless you, and be the light.